And we're calling the meeting to order. And Alan is present. Is Bill Crozer present? I didn't hear him. Okay, Tom Harper?
Yes, here.
Thank you, Tom. Mike Lewis?
Yeah, Mike Lewis is here.
Is present, thank you. Robin Lewis?
Yes.
Is present. Again, very sad that Carol McGregor is no longer with us. I'm gonna have to, she is off the roll, but I see her name and I think about her a lot. Such a wonderful, wonderful volunteer. Nancy Saibara Naratomi?
Present.
Thank you, Nancy.
What happened to Darrell?
What happened to Darrell?
No.
Darrell decided. What happened to Carol McGregor?
Yes.
Carol McGregor died about a month and a half ago, I think.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. And you know what? I think Carol was one of those people that didn't talk about maybe her medical situation. I have a feeling that, you know, she was had doctor's appointments and things, and she just, she was not a person that focused on that. And so I really wasn't aware of how serious it was. But I'll miss her. Kurt Gerdrum? Not hearing Kurt. Sandy Weinman? Not hearing Sandy. Is there anyone else on the call whose name I didn't call out? Okay. So, the meeting is called to order. I sent out the minutes right after the last meeting. You should have received them. So, is there anyone here that wants to move that we approve them?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, Tom Harper moves that we approve the minutes.
I second.
Okay, Tom Harper.
You don't need a second in committees.
Okay, Mark. Is there any objection to approving the minutes? Pass without objection. Okay. And sometime during this meeting, I will send them out again to everyone. So, item number three is actually we're going to talk about the agenda. So the agenda, we're going to hear a report from Robin, and then we're going to talk about item number four on the agenda is talking about my goal for this committee is to plan at least four events and each event raising at least $10,000. And I'm hoping that people will pick an event to work on. And so that's what the agenda is, and then we will discuss confirm our next meeting. And then we will adjourn. Okay? So if there is any new business, I guess if it won't be covered in what I just discussed, I guess you could bring it up after Robin's report in the form of a question like, do we want to discuss this? And the committee could decide right then whether we want to discuss it. Okay? So go ahead, Robin.
Could you give me like 2 minutes? Yeah.
Yes, I can give you 2 minutes. Anybody have any announcements while we're waiting? No announcements? How was your Labor Day? Anybody, any comments about Labor Day?
It was quiet, peaceful.
Were you in any parades, Tom?
No, was not. But I do have, I don't know how much exactly I raised for my birthday fund drive.
Oh.
I think it was close to $100. I'm not sure. But anyway. And Hank Lamb raised $1,000 for his birthday fund drive.
Oh, wonderful. He just showed you how to do it, didn't he?
No, he didn't show me how to do it.
Well, I mean, he can show anybody how to do it. That's very good.
I showed Hank how to do it.
That's all I have.
Okay. All right. Well, I was in a parade, and, you know, I was just informed about this parade at the last minute, and if I had to do it over again, let's plan, Tom, for KPFT to march in the Timberlane neighborhood Labor Day parade. It was wonderful. And then everybody went to a picnic area, and they had free food, sodas and burgers, and free books from the Harris County library system. It was wonderful. So,
where is that, Teresa? Where is that located?
It's in Spring, kind of near the Mercer Arboretum, if you know where that is. And it's a neighborhood, it's a very large system, and they have a really large area of walking trails and a little nature center. Just kind of nice, very nice. So,
who was the sponsor?
The county and their neighborhood association organizes it. So.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay. Well, thank you for your patience, everyone. So, Robin, can you give us a report?
All right. This is a report full of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
The August drive, the goal was 50,000. It raised 57,000 and change. That's about 119% of the goal, so it went over the goal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And brought in 393 total pledges and 65 new members. So that is good.
65 new member. I'm sorry. Tell us again, how many total pledges?
392,
did you say?
93.
393, and it was 57,000. How is that compared just a minute, just let me finish my question. How's that compare to other August sizzlers?
Well, it doesn't compare so well because the goal was the lowest it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And we went in the past, and past means like maybe 6 years ago, getting close to 140,000 for the same time period was more, you know, the norm.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that.
A question, Nancy. Yeah,
go ahead.
I did not hear Robin when she said the total amount so far. I could not hear the last three figures, just 57.
I gotta go.
What? Excuse me?
We can't hear you. We can't hear you, Robin. Robin, we can't hear you.
Oh, dear. Did anybody hear what she said?
Maybe she'll. Well, she said that she raised 57,393 donations, and 65 of them were new members. And
okay, I'm back. I'm trying
to prevent
welcome
back. What? What'd you say?
Okay. I have things going on over here.
Okay.
So where was I?
57,000 and the last three figures, I could not hear.
256.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right now, we're in a sort of a interim phase between now and the start of the next drive, which will be probably, well, at first we said October 1st, going to try to push it back just a little bit to the 5th or the 6th. That involves looking at the bank account for KPFT, see if we can get a few days grace.
October
right now,
5th, you said? October 5th or 6th?
Yeah, that's okay. What we'd like to push it back to.
Okay.
What was I saying? The amount we've raised since the end of the last drive, which was August 20th, is $6,500. And it'll be a little more in a few days. We have some money coming in that I know about. But that's what we
okay.
have right now.
So are you saying, you're saying of the 57,000 we have another 60, I'm confused. You said since August 20th, when the pledge drive was over, we've raised another 6,500?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
okay.
it. Right now, we have 2,227 members. Households.
Can you say that again? Can you repeat that again?
2,227 member households.
Thank you.
Car donations for fiscal year 22, that means since October 1 of last year, have been $25,457, which is okay.
$27,000, you said?
$25,457.
Thank you.
Mhm. And lapse calls for FY22 have brought in $8,202 in 83 returning members, which is good. And the 52 for 52, which is still bringing in a few pledges here and there,
mm-hmm.
Is up to 10,632. I think that's what I wrote.
Total.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So those are the numbers that I have right now.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that lapsed donors brought in how much? 8,000?
202.
$202. Okay, and then 82 returned. That's wonderful.
83.
Oh, 83? Okay.
I think she said 83.
But 55 new members. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm really happy. Last time you told us 53, so two more came in since last month's meeting.
65.
What?
65 new members.
Oh, 65. Oh, okay. Well, a lot more came in. I have a question. The households, it's, let's see, 2,227 households. So your guess, Robin, is that you add how many more? To make the number.
About 500 more.
Okay. So that's 2,700. Oh, then that's good.
So, yeah. That's when you separate out those records that have two people on them, which is a pain. So I just go with the number of households.
All right.
Are all the stations like this? I mean, isn't there an easier way that Allegiance can help us get the exact number? You would think they would know that the system is supposed to know everything, right? Or it's just no one's figured out how to get the exact number?
No, I know how to get the exact number. It's just it takes a little time to write the right report and separate the names out. And it's for right now, it's only worth doing during election time. Yes. I don't do it routinely.
I see. Okay. Well, this figure, 2727, that's easy to remember, if it's correct, that's better than the last election.
Yeah.
That's good.
Do we know how much money we made on the Cottonwood event?
Yes. Yes, but give me a minute to
the watermelon event.
Yeah, we know. Oof. It'll take me a minute to look it up, so
okay.
Maybe
and
just continue.
And do we know how much we made on the Larry Winters memorial event? You probably already told us that, but if it's handy.
Yeah, I have. I have, but I don't have it handy on me.
Okay.
I'm looking at the place where it might be.
Well, what I'm leading into is I'd like the date of the next event at the Cottonwood because I heard it's coming, and I didn't write it in my book, and I'm wondering when that is. Is that on our website or something?
No, not right now. Okay. The watermelon thing brought in $940 for KPFT.
$940. Only $940? That's odd.
No, well, they kept most of it.
Oh,
this was
okay.
A gift from them. There'll be another KPFT event at the Cottonwood on October 22nd. The date is tentative at the moment.
Okay. I'm a little bit confused again. Let's go back to the Larry thing. It was $20 to get in, right?
Well, yeah, if you wanted to pay it.
Okay. So they did ask for $20 to get in as a donation, I guess, so it wasn't mandatory. So the $940 included the raffle that we had for the guitars.
No. This is for the watermelon dance at the Cottonwood Club.
Oh, okay. I'm
this
sorry.
This has nothing
okay.
to do with Lauren, no.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for that. Okay. And they only asked for $10 to get in. So is the one on October 22nd going to be a similar request for donation at the door?
From what I understand, yes.
I really think that's undercharging for the length of time, but whatever.
It's in their hands. Their hands.
Was there a way to know how many people came to the Cottonwood? I mean, were there like some tickets and ticket stub left over that we... So we know how many people came?
No, I don't know. Maybe the Cottonwood does. They haven't shared that information with me.
Okay, so that's a Saturday, October 22nd, and lo and behold, I did have it in my notebook. And do you know what the hours might be on that?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right, good.
It's
well,
Saturday.
Yes, I know. I just wondered if it was going to be like,
I have a suggestion.
From 2 until 8 or what it was going to be. And are they paying those musicians?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah. Can we have like we used to do, where you tear off a stub and it's got a number, and there's an identical one that we keep so we know how many people came, you know, so we have an idea of how much cash we're supposed to have when we collect at the door, instead of not knowing any idea how much, you know, we collected. Then it's more efficient and as far as the money. I don't know. Are we just allowing Cottonwood to take whatever they want? I don't understand this.
Cottonwood is supposed to share at least 51% of what they bring in after expenses. So, however, I have got no report on what expenses were or what they brought in at the gate. It's really, KPFT has its hand out in this one. And, you know, is just taking whatever it can get from them.
I don't like that. My goodness. I mean, our membership are coming thinking that, you know, it's going to KPFT. This is so unbusinesslike.
That is kind of unusual for us. That's very different the way than Last Concert Cafe did it. They wanted to know how many people were coming through the gate, and they've had a much more control over that. Fact that they didn't quite appreciate it when we didn't keep track of money. So,
well, okay. KPFC did not have its hands on any of the money while at the gate or anywhere else during the event. So
I see. We're at their mercy. Ugh. Yes. Oh, this is awful. I mean, we're doing the commercials on the air. And our members are coming thinking that the money's going to KPFT. And if they found out this, they would be very unhappy, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of like beggars can't really be choosers these days.
Well,
that's why they want
us again. I think we always need to be working to be more efficient. And I think that's something that we need to consider moving forward. Okay, so let's go to the next, unless there's any other questions for Robin, let's go to the next item on the agenda. Okay. Hearing no objection, we're going to four projects. That's the title. And does anyone have any proposal for an event that you might like to organize with an objective of raising $10,000? I would like to suggest that that we have a lapsed donors effort and our objective be to raise $10,000. And if anybody would like to work with me on that, please give me your name. Maybe we can work on a script. Maybe we can do something on social media, or maybe we can do something a little different, try something a little different with a goal of maybe having someone to match. So when we call people up, we said this person will match your donation or something like that. So would anybody like to work with me on that? Well, I'm going to recruit Kurt Gerdrum. Whether he likes it or not, he's going to help me with this project. And Mary Cannon and Hank Lamb. And I'm going to try to find another programmer. I think that people like to hear programmers' voices. They like, and so I'm going to try to create, to find one or two more programmers to be calling people. Okay? So if I don't hear any others, I'm going to work with what I've just suggested.
Do you have some kind of idea how you're, I mean, what is the theme or... Is it a party?
Well,
I mean, what a concert? What is your imagination here?
Well, maybe we could do trick or treat. Maybe we can. Maybe we could actually have a promo on the air. Like, we have a team of people that are calling lapsed donors. If you are a lapsed donor and you would like to give, please go to the tip jar and put trick or treat on it and give your pledge. Or, you know, call this number or something like that. So we will let you know what we work on. This is our goal will be $10,000. Okay.
I have a question to Robin.
Mm-hmm.
Did we go through all, I mean, the people who were calling lapsed donors, have all of them been called, or is there still a lot left have not been called?
Yes, there's always a lot, as in a couple thousand people that could be called.
Wow.
At all times. So, yes.
Can you give me a little report about what were the common comments? Like, oh, I lost my job, or I don't know I only did it one time, and I got several that said they're out of work. And one said they didn't get their premium, but that was a long time ago.
From what I saw, it was, either that, people saying that they just, couldn't afford to, or people saying that they intend to, but not right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Can you tell us about how many people roughly, do you get a feel for how many people get that call and either call into the website, go to the website and give through the tip jar, or whether they call into you or whether they call into the answering service? Do you have a feel for whether people do that when they promise they're going to?
All I can say is, I would say, from what I've seen over the various times that this has been done,
mm-hmm.
maybe 10 or 15 people over the month since last October that I could recognize as having been on that list. And then they didn't immediately donate, but maybe a day or two later they did.
That's better than nothing.
Yeah, like I said, some I recognize. There may be some I don't recognize. Though.
Of the $8,200 that we've raised since last October, do many of them ask for premiums?
No, most of them don't.
And do you think that maybe one of the reasons why we're raising less money is that we don't have tickets as premiums?
I think that's the major factor. We had some tickets this time around, but nothing like before COVID, nothing like that. So it's a factor, definitely.
And who's primarily working on getting tickets? Are you doing that work, or is Susan Darrow or
Susan
Sandy?
Susan Darrow mostly. A couple other programmers also come up with tickets, but nowhere near as many as she comes up with from Heights Theater mostly, and what's the other place?
The arena?
White Oak Music Hall.
White Oak?
Yeah.
And what was the other one?
Heights Theater.
Heights Theater.
Do we ever get tickets from Mucky Duck?
Not in a long time, no.
Mm-hmm.
Have
we given up asking? Is that the deal?
I don't know what the station's relationship with Mucky Duck is any longer.
Okay.
And that was usually through a programmer, Rourke Smith, mostly.
Okay. All right. Well, we're looking forward to improving that. It can only go up, right? Okay. So that's lapsed donors. And another one that's on my mind that I am specifically working on is a concert, either at Celia Quinn's or 14 Pews or Milbend Coffee House. Or Jeff Abrams. And this could be either a musical event or it could be a speaker event. And that could, one of the names that had been mentioned was Tom Hartman. Is there anyone else? Does Tom Hartman have two N's on the end, Robin?
Yeah, two N's.
Okay. Is there anyone else that's a speaker that that has kind of is possibly available to us in the future? Does anybody here on this call, can any of you think of someone, a speaker that might have a little draw that people might pay to hear them? No suggestions. I'm going to send this out and I'm going to ask people for other ideas. The last time Amy Goodman spoke, how much she did it by Zoom, correct? How much money did we raise from that?
A little over $1,000. Yeah.
We could have a Zoom component. At Milbend Coffee House. At Milbend Coffee House lately, we have been taking people in the room, and one person offered us money at some point for us to do a Zoom, and so we continued it. And we have not heard any complaints about the Zoom quality. So it's a good way to maybe raise a little bit of extra money. And when I went to the Mucky Duck, it wasn't Zoom. It was some other means. I don't know whether it was a Facebook or something. There was a component where, and they called out the names of the people that were listening from other areas, and they got their money's worth. That was a really good show. And I think they may have paid just as much as a chair, but you don't know how many people were watching, so they might have paid for a $30 ticket, but they might have had, four people in their home eating popcorn watching that show. Of course, they didn't get that really, really good shepherd's pie, but say. So I would like, is there anyone who would like to work on something like this?
Well, I would, I'm thinking and thinking. I need to think some more before I can offer any help here.
Okay.
Yeah, we need, it's a safe thing, virtual, and people don't have to worry, and no gasoline bill, and we can figure out something fun. And our family has not been able to get together, like in person, really, not really, like we used to. For the KPFD birthday or other things at the station sometimes. That could be, I think people would like to do that. The programmers would like to do that, be able to see each other on a Zoom. I think that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, how?
Well, I ask everyone on this call to think about who you might like to hear to pay. Robin, did you ever find that Progressive Forum thing that had been in the Chronicle? There was a whole article recently about Randall. I guess that was his name, Randall something, who did progressive form. He did one recently. You didn't see
it? No, I haven't looked yet.
Okay, I don't.
Are you talking about the show?
No, I'm talking about someone that had. Can you remember the names of any of the people that were at those progressive forums? There's a guy named Randall who worked in public relations, and he planned events, and they were usually at auditoriums. And I went to one. I think it was at U of H, and it might have been an environmentalist, but it's a speaker, so you paid like $20 or something like that, $25 to hear a speaker. And they were usually, you know, either celebrities or someone on a you know, a pertinent topic of the time. I can't remember who it was I went to see, but he was, I guess he quit for, he quit way before the pandemic, but I saw it in the paper that he was doing it again. So there are people who will pay to hear someone. so anyway, okay,
well,
so everybody think about it. Think about it and either call me or text me or contact Robin if you can think of someone.
Well, there is a very urgent topic called water conservation, because the Ogallala Aquifer, which extends into northwest Texas, and then goes up to, I forgot how many states north of us, and it's getting less and less and less water. And if we don't start conserving water, I mean, we're going to be out of water. And it covers a lot of the wheat-growing states. So they know. They know the water is getting less and less. And they know it's, they said it's like you're on the train tracks and there's a train coming at you, and you know it's going to come. And you cannot stop it, and so one day we're going to be out of water, and it's going to be huge, no food.
Okay.
And there's no legislation, there's no real urgency in governance to teach the people to save the rainwater. Like,
I mean, I would pay good money to hear Greta Thornburg. Is it Thornburg?
I'd
pay good money to hear her on a Zoom call.
Well,
and
she's kind of like urgency, like you know, what are you people doing, you governance leaders? You know, what are you doing? And I should be in school studying. You know what? And she's more of a protester. But as far as facts, oh, there's lots of scientists, lots of people. Yeah, we could help bring a kind of a gathering, you know, of there's 75 different environmental groups in the Harris County area. We could help, but they are doing things themselves, you know, but I mean,
okay.
People could have rain barrels. That would even help, you know, rain barrels.
I know rain barrels.
Use the water for the gardening or that kind of thing. And I've been listening to Randy Lemon Saturdays and Sundays from 6 a.m. to 10. And he's got the longest and gardening show probably in the nation. And he said that most of the trees that are standing now, if you have not been deep water feeding and deep water rooting, they're going to fall over. They just, you know, the drought that we had earlier, 6-month drought, he said, people don't know in this area that you have to drill holes, corers. I mean, you rent a machine for $80 and you dig a whole bunch of holes and you put food down there and you put water. And they said, if you don't do that, the roots just don't have anywhere to go, but they start going upward, you know, on top of the ground looking for food. and then the tree will just fall over in a heavy wind. Or if the tree has leaves on it that have turned brown, then the tree is already dead. But if the tree has ejected
all the
leaves...
Wait a minute. You're like giving his talk, but let's
No,
move
I'm
on,
saying
okay?
An urgent emergency is coming towards us now because
I understand that, but the question is, okay, if you would like to join this group, I would suggest that you write down the names of these people that you think might be worth us approaching and ask if they would speak. And we'll give some thought as to whether those people would pay to hear them. Okay? So, speakers, musicians, or there was something else. Speakers, musicians. Go ahead, Tom.
I'm sorry, my phone is acting up. I'm going to have to leave your meeting.
All right. I tell you what, Tom, why don't you call me tomorrow and we'll talk about whether there'd be any specific project you'd like to work on specifically, okay?
All right, well, my phone's acting up, so I'm sorry I have to go, okay?
That's okay. Thank you for joining us, Tom. Okay. So, concerts or speakers, musicians, let me know. Okay. Is there anything else that comes to your mind?
I have some new business.
For a project to raise at least $10,000.
I don't know if it'll raise
$10,000. Well, vehicle donations. As Robin said, last year we raised
$25,000.
I would like to work with somebody else. There was someone that I talked to on the board, and I would like to do maybe a joint call with the person who does our vehicle program and talk to her about anything that she's finding successful stories from other nonprofits with the vehicle donation program. Robin, are we getting anything else other than cars?
Not that I've seen, no.
Okay. All right. Well, so far we've got three events and three of them me. I want to work on it. Mike, is there any project that you would like to work on? Mike Lewis still on the call? No. Okay. Well, I'm going to be recruiting. Okay. Any other idea? Robin, do you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I have one idea.
Go ahead.
But I've never done it before, and this takes a little study and research, a talent show, like a drumming talent show or a guitar talent show or acoustic or I would love to hear drums. I mean, I haven't heard drumming in a long time, and I'm playing this video over and over. It really is Santana and his daughter. She's a good drummist. Anyway, we have local talent here, and if we were to do a talent show, we wouldn't have to pay them, but we could have our membership vote, or we would have in between whatever forum we're doing, like if we were doing water conservation forum or something like that, we could have part of the talent show, drummers or instrumentalists or singers present. Something with music and with talk. They make a good balance, you know. It's not just one or the other. It's really good to have mixture.
Well, because we don't have very many people on this call, Nancy, would you look around and see if you can recruit some people to work on this project with you?
I don't know any drummers, but I would think that if we were
you need somebody just to organize the show, a producer, someone to help produce the show, to come up with rules. Oh, you know, this is the form you would use to submit your talent, and, you know, these people will be the judges. But I mean,
yeah.
I'm going to look for. Well, I'm going to, because there are not many people on this call. I'm going to call some other board members and see if they want to be involved in these projects. And I suggest that you do too.
Well, I listened to one of these affiliate stations. I was just doing eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You know, I just clicked in and then listened to their. And one tiny, I don't even remember where it was, they had a talent show. And it's somewhere in the middle of nowhere, you know. And they said they were so happy it was their first talent show. And the community really got together. And they said, we all had fun. We all had fun. Now, I don't know if they made money or anything like that. I don't know. But they said it was really got the community together. And we all had lots of fun. So they were very happy. And they were looking forward to doing it again. So maybe I just look around at the other affiliates. But I had some little thing that I wanted to put as new business today. And I had brought it up before, like a year ago. But everybody was not really that enthusiastic about it. And I'm just wondering if the attitude is the same. The Sea Crane Radio, their number one top radio. It's been like number one esteemed by Jay Allen, who's a radio broadcaster and radio engineer, and he has it number one for the last 4 years. It's called the Sea Crane 2E. It's $179, and the other one is the same thing with Bluetooth, and it's $208. And Sea Crane Radio is in Fortuna, California, near the Redwoods, and they will sell it at a last year it was like $30 discount. So if the radio station were to help to for their listeners to buy it, they would give a discount to the station. So I don't know, it was like $30, and everybody said it's not worth, you know, that. But to me, if you let the listeners save $15 and KPFT gets $15, I think that would be very good promotion for the station.
Okay.
And it's very good radio.
Is anyone on this call interested in that project? Okay. There appears to be no interest in that right now. So I want to go back to...
I want to buy a radio. I want to get a discount.
I understand. Well, line up 10 friends, okay? Okay. Anyway...
We need to tell people a good place to get a radio, because there is no place that's selling radios in Houston at all. I mean, they have real junky stuff.
I know
there's no radio.
You can go down to any Target or...
Yeah, that's what I mean, Target only. Yeah, no thanks. I want something that's really
Anywhere you can buy a clock radio, you can get one.
You can buy it at Best Buy or
Best Buy.
Lowe's.
Or Lowe's, yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Mike. Okay. Back to this. Does anyone else have an idea that you might want to pursue? We're just brainstorming of what project we could work on to raise at least $10,000. It could have. We can add components to it.
There's a lot of festivals coming up next month, like the Mediterranean Festival, the Italian Festival, the Greek Festival. People can go out to those festivals and promote KPFT.
Can you think of a way to have a fundraising component to them?
Oh, you can just mention it, you know, pass out flyers, because people in the past used to go to the Greek Festival. That was just down the street from the old KPFT, and then they'd go downtown, or they'd go to that Italian club on the north side when they'd have the Italian Festival. And of course, you got the Renaissance Festival coming up, and Mediterranean Festival, and there's a lot of festivals coming up.
But how do you imagine turning this into a fundraiser?
Yeah, well, you could try to go there, and since we're nonprofit, and because they used to have Greek and Italian programs on KPFT, and you could probably get those communities back into doing, you know, future programs, and I think that would be a way to, you know, to promote the station and get people interested.
Mm-hmm. Outreach. Yeah, I remember long time ago we were able to go as KPFT and stand near the entrance at the Greek festival, but it was only one time. After that, we were not invited. I don't know what happened.
Well, I think that we ought to bring this up at the outreach committee meeting, unless you can think of a way that we might either coordinate with a festival in order to have a fundraising component.
Well, you
certainly
can contact the festivals. I'm sure they'd be willing to work with it.
Okay, okay. Well, is there one in particular that you would like to approach?
Well, we could approach several of them, like the Greek Festival, Italian Festival, Mediterranean Festival, even the Renaissance Festival's coming up. If you contact those festivals, and they'd probably be more than willing to have you come if you could promote their festival over the air.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a trade-out. That would be a good outreach thing.
Yeah.
Also, the Veterans Day parade's coming up, Thanksgiving Day's parade, and the tree lighting ceremony at the Christmas tree lighting ceremony at City Hall.
But, Mike, I only want to talk about fundraisers right now.
Well, that's a way to start with fundraising.
I still think that good quality radio is not going to be at Best Buy or at Lowe's.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to talk about buying radios. I want to talk about fundraisers in this committee right now. Okay. Does anybody have any other ideas for fundraisers? Maybe. You know, everybody look at something called GISH, G-I-S-H, scavenger hunt. This is a scavenger hunt that people participate in, and they raise hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I have a friend that participates in it, and it's a lot of fun. I'm not going to suggest it because I'm kind of spread thin, but that's one way that a scavenger hunt can raise money. I guess each team competes. They have like 50 things that they need to either make or find or take pictures of. And it's very creative. It really stirs the creative juices, and they raise a lot of money. I did at one time think, oh, we should have a scavenger hunt and like have everybody, you know, make a list of things that they would raise, like, oh, everybody try to raise like 100 rolls of toilet paper for the station, or a microphone for the station, or a certain amount of money for the station, or anyway, it occurred to me that we could do a scavenger hunt, but I'll just write that down, but it's an idea that needs a little bit more thought. Scavenger hunt. Any other ideas that occur to you that you would like to participate in to raise money? Mike, maybe if we had a more concerted effort to raise money through GoFundMe or some sort of... Oh, I know what it is.
We can still use social media, Facebook, Twitter.
Social media. Do you raise money through? Have you ever raised money through Twitter?
Not through Twitter, through Facebook. I did it for this past pledge drive and the one in the spring as well. I used it on my Facebook page, and I believe Captain Tom used Facebook to raise money as well.
Robin, you know what occurred to me? That maybe we ought to work on, what's that Tuesday after Thanksgiving? Is it Volunteer Day?
Giving Tuesday.
To the Giving?
Giving Tuesday. I'm going to ask the board members if they would like to work on different components to Giving Tuesday. Maybe if we had a theme. That's what I'm going to be. How much did we raise last year, Robin?
I don't remember off the top of my head. It was one of the better Giving Tuesdays we've had. I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I remember that too.
We really put some work into it this time. Right?
Say that again?
We put some work into it this year. We worked a little bit in advance, I think.
Yeah, maybe and the more you do in advance, the better it is. Teresa, I'm really going to have to go now.
Well, it is 7 o'clock, so I would just like to confirm our next meeting and then adjourn. Let me go to KPFTX and look at what we have scheduled for October. It's scheduled for October 4th. So I'll see. We'll see you on October 4th. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody want to? Mike, you want to move? We adjourn.
Yep. Let's adjourn.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you. Bye bye.